Radio. All the big plays, touchdowns, defensive stops, all right here on Kansaland Radio. The atmosphere's picking up, the teams have hit the field, and we head to the action live at the field with high school football coverage on Kansaland Radio.
It's officially the second half of the high school football season, week number five. Although district play continues, we got a non-district tilt, but a Big East League showdown here in Perry, Kansas tonight as the Perry Lecompton Cause play host to the Royal Valley Panthers. Good evening, a beautiful first Friday in October. Brandon Tem and Ray Penning here on the broadcast team, 103.9 FM KNZA and the MSC Sports Radio Network. Royal Valley at 2-2, Perry Lecompton is 1-3. Let's start with Royal Valley. They opened their district schedule last week, a 7-6 loss to Sabetha in what was their first meeting in 3 years. Royal Valley, they have now lost seven straight against Sabetha going back to 2015. Panthers started the year 2-0 with wins over Hiawatha and Jefferson West, but they have dropped their last two games against Holton and Sabetha. On the other side in the home team tonight, Perry Lecompton, they lost to Holton last week. That was on the road, 33-14, second straight loss. For the Cause, the Cause defense surrendered over 300 rushing yards to the Wildcats, and the Cause not helping their cause. They had three turnovers and 12 penalties for nearly 100 yards. Cause struggled in the passing game, just 6 of 19 in that passing game for 96 yards, but Bronson Rush put up a 68-yard touchdown run in the first half. Royal Valley snapped a five-game losing streak to Perry Lecompton last season, a 23-14 win. Cause beat the Panthers 46-8 two seasons ago. Since 2010, Perry Lecompton, they have won 9 of the 12 meetings against Royal Valley, with the Panthers' wins in that stretch coming in 2023, 2015, and 2010. We'll step aside for a timeout. Our pregame show continues, and our game here tonight is presented by Rainbow Communications. Had a chance to catch up with the road team head coach tonight. That is David Boucher. You'll hear my conversation with him after a short timeout. It's week 5 of high school football, a Big East League showdown. The sun is setting, and the crowd is filing in. Perry Lecompton and Royal Valley, and our pregame continues right after this.
Looking to buy or sell real estate in the Jackson County and surrounding area? Kellerman Real Estate in Holton is your go-to company located on the downtown square. This is Cindy Hauer. We have agents with 100 years of combined experience and are ready to help you. We use technology to help make your transaction convenient. Whether it's residential, commercial, or farm, let us help you with your real estate needs. Kellerman Real Estate. We live, work, and play where you do.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
It's our high school game of the week tonight here on 103.9 FM, KNZA. Brandon Tamman getting you set for Royal Valley at Perry Lecompton. Big East League showdown, but a non-district game here tonight, week number 5 of high school football. We're joined now by Royal Valley football coach David Boucher. Last week, a 7-6 loss, just a wild game and kind of a weird game with a loss to Sabetha. Again, 7-6. It's not the first time that Sabetha has been a part of a 7-6 game. They also were part of a 7-6 game back in the early portions of the year against Holton. But nonetheless, you guys come out on the short end of it, just a wild game in general.
Yeah, I mean, this is a game we came out and we got physical, and both teams were real physical, and they're well coached, and neither team really, neither team had a turnover, which is, you know, that's very unique, I think, for high school football, but it just shows the level of competition that we're talking about here. Our kids fought and got after it and, you know, came up a little bit short, you know, literally an inch short. And, my mom watches the games on the live stream, so we really appreciate that through MSC Sports and the Sabetha channel and all the things that you guys do. But, she watches out in Hayes, Kansas, and she thought we were in, if that matters to anybody, on the two-point conversion.
Right.
It was just a great game. We were two teams that are highly, highly motivated and got after it and competed against each other. It was a lot of fun to be a part of.
You look at how the first four games have played out. They've all just kind of played out differently. You look at the game week one against Hiawatha, 18-13. Those have been battles the last couple of years. A 30-2 final, you dominated Jeff West in week two. The Holton game kind of got out of hand, 32-14. And then last week you play a 7-6 game, again, coming out on the short end of it, against the Sabetha Blue Jays. It just seems like every game you've played to this point has just somehow been different.
Yeah, you know, the one consistent thing is we've statistically gained every team we played. You know, we had 30-some yards more than Holton did. We had 60 more yards than Sabetha did or something like that, total yards. And, you know, it's we didn't turn the ball over versus Hiawatha. We had a couple of turnovers in both the Jeff West and the Holton game. And then we had zero turnovers in the Sabetha game. So there's your variability that you're talking about. But the one consistent is our offensive line is moving the line of scrimmage. Our backs are running hard and we're executing and we're gaining yards, and our defense is fitting gaps. We got to eliminate the big play. We gave up big plays against Holton. We gave up the one 29-yard run, and then the next best play that Sabetha had was like 11 yards, 10 yards. But we gave up the one 29-yard run on a 2nd and 20, and that set up their only touchdown on the very first drive of the game. And so we just got to be more consistent at stopping the big play. But, you know, overall the consistency is we're really executing on both sides of the ball for 98%, 96%, 90% of the game. We just got to eliminate those 1 to 2 to 3 to 4 mistakes that we're making.
Again, just going back to the offensive line, you know, we talked before the season even started, you felt really, really good about what you had coming back here in your fourth year with the offensive line. You felt like it could be a very key group for you. And at least what it sounds like from the last few weeks, not only have you gotten good production, you've gotten really good production out of that group up front.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is the best offensive line, the most experienced offensive line that we've had, which it should be. You know, this is our fourth year. It takes a long time to, you know, Coach Roy and on our strength and conditioning staff, and it takes a long time to build strength. It takes a long time to build speed. It takes a long time to build that cohesive unit. But it's, yeah, our offensive line is doing great things and our defense line is doing great things, which is a lot of the same kids, you know, and they're meshing well together.
All right, Coach, finally, let's just talk about Perry LeCompton a little bit. You look at what they've done. They're just 1-3, but they have played a very difficult schedule. They've played a top-5 caliber team in St. Mary's right out the gate. Sabetha as well saw them in a 12-9 win back in week two, had a chance to see that game. They played Silver Lake to an 18-12 final, but the Eagles coming out on top there, and then 33-14 in their game last week on the road at Holton. Wildcats, obviously always a tough opponent and a tough place to play, but look, they got some athletes. They've dealt with some injuries here early on, but overall, they always have some big playability.
Oh, 100%. You know, that Sabetha game, that's just a wonky game. You know, they gave up a punt return touchdown. That's the only touchdown they gave up. And then
3 minutes into the game, too.
Exactly. And then they snapped the ball over the punter's head or something, and they got a safety. You know, that was the only 9 points that they gave up against Sabetha, and they played so well. And that was just a very interesting game to watch early in the season. And they keep improving. You know, Coach Paramore's been there a long time, and he's such a great coach, and he gets his kids to execute their system. You know, you watch the grit they play with against Holton. They scored both their touchdowns in the last minute of each half, or at least close to that anyway. I think with like a second left on the clock in the fourth quarter for sure. In the second quarter, I'm pretty sure they scored in the last minute. But yeah, they just show a lot of grit, and they get, you know, they got punched in the mouth early by Holton, but then they respond. And so that's something we're going to have to do. We have to be consistent. We have to get after them. And this is a high level opponent we're about ready to play.
That's Royal Valley football coach David Boucher joining us here for a few minutes as we get set for kickoff in just a little bit between Royal Valley here on the road at Perry LeCompton. Coach, again, we always appreciate it. Good luck tonight.
Thanks, sir.
We'll take a timeout. We'll go live to the field. Get you set for the opening kickoff. It's Royal Valley at Perry LeCompton, and it's coming your way next year on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, Hiawatha. Want lightning fast fiber internet? Now is the perfect time to switch. Enjoy the most enhanced network available and save $10 off your monthly bill for the rest of the year. Get ready for improved connectivity that enhances your home value, supports remote work, education, and entertainment. If you haven't already scheduled your fiber install, now is the time. Currently booking September installation. Don't wait. Call us today at 800-892-0163.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
When you see those commercials on TV from the big global banks, remember, they don't give a hoot about you or us here in Kansas. Instead, when you bank in your hometown, your money stays in the local economy and it recirculates many times over.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at LifetimeHolton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
'Tis the season at Wilson Tire in Holton.
No, not that season. It's rebate season.
So rev up your savings with top brands at unbeatable prices. Experience the quality performance you trust from major brands like Nexton, Hankook, Cooper, and Toyo. From all season to all terrain, we've got the tires you need to conquer the road. And for a limited time, enjoy exclusive rebates on select models. So don't miss out. Call Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire, 785-362-8473, or check us out online at WilsonTireKS.com.
We made offers are subject to availability. See Wilson Tire for details. Offer ends soon.
Farmers State Bank, this is Katie.
Hi, Katie. I live out of town and have a loan at the Farmers State Bank, but my primary checking account's at another institution. What's the easiest way to make my payments?
We have an exciting new service called External Transfers. Within online banking, you can set up your other bank. You can initiate a transfer from your primary bank to make your Farmers State Bank loan payment. You can visit our website under the e-services tab for more info.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop, full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit BobSchwartzFinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
First Friday in October, and a gorgeous one to say the least, as we bring you Week 5 coverage of high school football here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Perry LeCompton hosting Royal Valley in a Big East League showdown. As we get set for kickoff, Perry LeCompton, they won the toss, deferred to the second half, so the Royal Valley Panthers in their road white uniforms, they will get the ball first and travel in the first quarter from left to right. This is two teams right now, both losing in their last two outings, and for Royal Valley, starting the season 2-0 against Hiawatha and Jefferson West, but back-to-back losses to Holton and Sabetha, and this Perry LeCompton team, back-to-back losses to Silver Lake and Holton. Perry LeCompton at 1-3. They have played a difficult schedule, and they are under their very veteran head coach, that is Mike Paramore, 24th season, over 120 career wins here for the cause. Head coach for David Boucher for Royal Valley, again, year number 4 for him, but he has been with the program longer than that. The home blue uniforms, top to bottom for Perry LeCompton. They will kick it off from right to left, teed up between the hash marks. Under the lights, the sun is down, but still a little bit of light. And we are underway. It's week 5 of high school football as it's taken at the 15-yard line. Outside the numbers, this is Bausch, and he is tripped up shy of the 30-yard line, and about the 29 is where Royal Valley will begin tonight's ball game. The opening kickoff, it was brought to you by Bob Schwartz Financial in Silver Lake. Let them help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. So Royal Valley again at their own 29-yard line. First and 10. Griffin Compton, the 6'1 junior quarterback, leading the charge. Jackson Stevens, a top-tier rusher, averaging just over 146 yards per game. From the far side hash, they give it to Oliveira, the fullback, and he's got a near first down run. It's going to depend on the spot. He needed 10, got 10 and a couple of inches. And the second leading rusher, the fullback, the sophomore, Manny Oliveira, who's got three touchdowns on the ground, which is tied with Jackson Stevens for the most. But again, you got Oliveira with a 10-yard run here. And a fresh set of downs here, just shy of the 40. And they go right back to Oliveira, or correction, they fake to Oliveira, go to Stevens, and he gets back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. Good job this time by Perry LeCompton's defensive front, busting through on the right side. That is no gain on the play for Jackson Stevens. 83 carries coming in. That leads the team by quite a few. 586 yards through four games and three touchdowns. Who was first team All-League a year ago in the Big 7. Honorable mention All-State. Second down and 10. Compton takes the snap. Gives it right up the middle. I believe that is Stevens again. And he is lucky to get back to the line of scrimmage. And that's it. So back-to-back carries for Stevens, and maybe a half yard combined between those two carries. And we'll give him one, just kind of generous with the stick, right at the 40-yard line. So third down and a long nine here for Royal Valley, just getting going. 90 seconds into this game, no score. There's movement up front, and there's our first hanky of the game. Now, is this on Perry LeCompton's front? Cameron Powell, the senior, and also Brockhoff, the sophomore, and it will be encroachment. So a more manageable third down now. Third down and a long four. That's a big penalty. Royal Valley doing a good job there with the hard count. So it's up to the 45. Third down and a long four, just shy of midfield. Middle of the hash marks, Oliveira the carry, and he's going to drag his way. Multiple defenders into Perry LeCompton territory, down to the 45-yard line for a gain of 10. So two carries on this drive, and Compton getting the team set quickly, going to Stevens, making a couple guys miss. He'll cross the 40, so they hurry up on that play and get down to the 39 for a gain of 6. Maybe closer to a 7-yard carry. Second down and 3. That was the longest run for Stevens so far. Oliveira's got two carries for 10 yards apiece, so he's got 20 yards on this drive. Second down and 3 for Royal Valley. 9.5 minutes to go. Clock moving first quarter. First drive of the game, no score. Compton takes the snap. Give it to Oliveira again, the fullback, and maybe a yard. It's going to bring up third and short. He followed his right guard in Josh Rodewald, 6'2", 245 sophomore. And don't forget about Nolan Bausch as well. He has still not gotten a carry yet, but he is a very good running back. 550 yards last season, 4 touchdowns, averaging over 4 yards a carry. And this season on 40 touches, 5.8 yards per touch. Third down and 2, and they give it to Oliveira again right behind Rodewald, and he has got enough for the first down to the 30-yard line for a gain of 7. So Oliveira, the heavy usage here. It's fourth carry on this drive. And three first downs now on this drive for Royal Valley as they continue to move it from left to right. They have improved each of the last two seasons in terms of yards per game, although it's only 17 points per game, which is not a lot, but the yardage has been there. Here's Stevens on a left side carry, and he gets nothing on that play. Trevor Conklin in on the stop for Perry. And it's going to bring up second down and 10. A couple of subs in from both sides of the field. This Royal Valley offense averaging 306 rushing yards a game. Just 33 passing yards. They are not going to pass it a whole lot. Griffin Compton in four games has only thrown it 24 times. 9 completions for 133 yards. They do not want to throw it if they don't have to. Compton takes the snap. They go again, Oliveira, and he is bottled up. Forward progress may be 1, Once again, that defensive line here for Perry is doing a really good job, but they've given up a couple of third downs here on this drive, and that's just one for Oliveira. His fifth carry of the drive, and it's going to bring up third down and 9 inside the Perry LeCompton 30 at the 29. Clock moving, 7:25 to go in this opening quarter. First drive of the game here for either side, and the Panthers will need to convert. Third and 9. They have 3 first downs already on this drive. Oh, and there's some movement up front again. And that was Cooper Trindle, who tried to time the snap, and he just jumped through the offensive line. So for the second time on this drive, third and long to third and manageable because of an encroachment penalty against Perry LeCompton. Well, Trindle, the senior, one of the leading tacklers for this team, gave up a big 5 yards there, and now very manageable third and 4. Oliveira in the backfield along with Bausch and Stevens. They'll run option left, a late pitch. Stevens can't get outside the numbers. He is tripped up by Bronson Rush, but a flag is thrown in the backfield, and it's going to be a hold against Royal Valley. Interesting to see what they do here. I would assume they decline the penalty. Or do they take it back and make it third and long? It would be about 4th and 5. They will accept the penalty. So instead of 4th and about 5, maybe 6, they will back it up to, well, maybe, hold on. Officials talking this one out. And they will take it back. So it will be 3rd down and 15 back to the 35. That was a big penalty for Royal Valley. Interesting that Perry LeCompton accepts the penalty. They would have had Royal Valley at 4th and about 6, but it's going to bring up 3rd and long. Compton gets under center. They go to Stevens, left side, breaks one, but then he is taken down by Rush again. Bronson Rush gets him to the line of scrimmage, tried to go outside the numbers far side, and he might have lost a yard. Oh, what do I know? They accept the penalty, take them back, and now they force Royal Valley into 4th and 16. Well, I mentioned a moment ago, team that doesn't want to pass if they don't have to, but I would imagine on 4th and 16 we might see a 6'1 junior Griffin Compton put something together. He will play fake. Wants a screen. It's not there. He has to get rid of it, and he throws it across the middle of the field. It is caught by Oliveira, but he gets just 6 yards back to the line of scrimmage, but there is a penalty on the far side of the field. The flag is near the sideline by about the original mark of the line of scrimmage, and it's a legal man downfield. Penalties declined, and it's a turnover on downs. So a lengthy drive that took more than half the clock. And again, a 6-yard pitch and catch on 4th and 16. It was not enough. And Perry LeCompton, they get the stop and they take over 1st and 10 at their own 29. At 5:39 to go in this first quarter, no score. So here we go, first possession for Perry LeCompton. And it's a simple run play to Eli Dean, and he gets absolutely nothing. He's going to lose 3 yards on that carry. That was a great job by this defensive front. They got some big bodies, Mason Irwin leading the charge. So, again, Eli Dean's going to lose 3 yards. So, 2nd down and 13. Now a high snap, Tristan Gordon, and the ball pops out, and somehow it was Metcalf who took the snap. He's back after being out the last couple of weeks, but handed it off to Tristan Gordon. It kicks off his knee about 5 yards forward through the line. I don't know how it got through there, but it took a perfect bounce right into the hands of Tristan Gordon, and he ends up with a gain of about 6 yards. So now 3rd down and 7, another high snap. Metcalf's going to throw, and he's going to take a shot near sideline, incomplete. Into triple coverage, was looking for Bronson Rush, who was the leading receiver. for this team. And just like that, it's going to be a quick three and out for Perry LeCompton. So they're going to burn maybe a minute on this drive. Royal Valley again taking up more than half the clock, but ultimately turned it over on downs. And then Perry LeCompton, their first possession, they go three plays and out. Good snap here, looking to punt it away. High, pretty nice end-over-end kick and running to make the catch. And then that was a big hit by Cage Starnes on special teams, knocking down Jackson Stevens at the 40. Royal Valley takes over at their own 40-yard line. No score, 4:23 to go in this first quarter. Both teams have had a possession. Panthers turnover on downs. The cause, three and out. The fullback in Manny Oliveira, the sophomore, was the leading rusher on that first drive. He had multiple carries of 10 yards, had another one of 7 as well, and then caught the pass on fourth down for 6 yards, but it was well shy of the first down. Compton takes the snap and fakes to Oliveira, keeps it himself. He'll follow the right guard in Rodewald and gets across the line of scrimmage up to about the 44 for a gain of 3. Not sure if that was the exact play design there that it might have wanted to go to Oliveira, but kind of looked like maybe miscommunication between him and the fullback. Nonetheless, positive yards. Second down and 7, shy of the 45. 3:45 clock, moving first quarter, no score. Second possession here for Royal Valley. Compton takes the snap, Oliveira the give, and he's got a first down across midfield to the 48. So a gain of 9 on second and 7 for Manny Oliveira. Boy, they are burning him here in the first quarter. He has really been a nice, steady piece, and these are simple run plays. Follow the right guard, your left guard as well, Robert Griffith Jr. They got some big boys up front. Let's not forget Mason Pamami, the 6'3", 320-pound junior left tackle who head coach David Boucher calls the best left tackle in the Big East League. Here's Stevens on a carry. Not much here, and he's kind of off to a slow start here, but he will get positive yards of 2. And second down and 8, they are in Perry LeCompton territory, right about 3 minutes to go in this first quarter, no score. Well, when you run it like these teams do, especially Royal Valley, time seems to go by quickly. Second down and 8 at the 46-yard line, ball between the hash marks. Oliveira, the fullback. You got Bausch and Stevens in the backfield behind Oliveira. Compton takes the snap. They fake to Oliveira. Right side give. This is Bausch trying to get outside the numbers, and he can't get by Eli Dean, who makes a nice stop. It is a minimal gain across the 45 to the 43. So a gain of just 3 yards. First carry in the game for Nolan Bausch. 5'10 junior RB, and it's going to bring up third down and a long 6. Ball near side hash. Panthers going from left to right here in the opening quarter. The road, white uniform tops, purple pants, purple helmets with the chrome numerals on the helmets, all blue home uniforms for Perry LeCompton. They got the gray helmets trimmed out in white. Some movement up front, no snap. They go to Oliveira, fullback dive again, and he is drilled by Cage Starnes after a gain of just 2 yards, and it's going to bring up fourth down. These are simple run plays to Oliveira. They have been successful, but not there. Cage Starnes. And now fourth down and 3, just shy of the 40-yard line of Perry LeCompton as we are down to the final 90 seconds here in this opening quarter. Play clock at 23 seconds, game clock at 1:27 and moving south. So Compton again, they have got to convert here on fourth down. They failed to do so on their first drive in Perry LeCompton territory. Fourth and 3, shy of the 40. Near side hash, Compton takes the snap. He will fake it to Oliveira. It is a design quarterback run. He has got a first down and just a few yards more than he needed to the 35. So fourth and 3, he gained 6 yards. And that is a big-time run for Griffin Compton, the quarterback, faking to Oliveira up the middle and a designed run outside the numbers left. And he has got enough for the first down. So a big fourth down conversion. And at the Perry LeCompton 35-yard line, first down and 10, 50 seconds to go. Could be the final play of the quarter. We'll see it if that's how it plays out. But Compton under center, takes the snap. They fake to Oliveira. They go to Stevens this time. Gets outside, has a big run down the sideline. This could be six, but a touchdown-saving tackle at the 10-yard line by Tristan Gordon. So it looks like the mark is at the 10-yard line, the far sideline. That is a gain for 25 yards for Jackson Stevens. And it is going to be, well, let's see. Looks like they mark him at the 11, so not quite goal-to-go territory. It's a gain of 24. And then a penalty on the play as well. It's a face mask against Perry LeCompton. So this will be half the distance to the goal. So it'll go from the 11 to roughly about the 5.5. So it is first down and goal. The 5-yard line as Royal Valley threatens to score. 15 seconds to go in the quarter. And they give it to Stevens, spins away from a tackle, angling left, reaching for the pylon. Is it going to be a touchdown? He is short by a yard. Jackson Stevens will gain 4, and it's going to bring up second down and goal at the 1. And he ran out of bounds, so the clock is stopped. We will run another play. 8 seconds to go in the quarter. Royal Valley trying to get on the board first. Compton again takes the snap. They go to Oliveira, right through Broadway into the end zone for a touchdown with 6 seconds left in the period. So Oliveira with a 1-yard touchdown run. And at 6 seconds to go here in the opening quarter, Panthers strike first. They lead it 6-0. His team leading Oliveira, fourth rushing touchdown in what is now game number 5. And Compton, the quarterback, the holder on the extra point, hits the snap, puts it down. The kick, it might have been partially blocked. It is no good. So 6 seconds to go in the first quarter. A 1-yard touchdown run by Manny Oliveira. And the Panthers have a 6-0 lead here at Perry LeCompton. We'll take a timeout back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A 60-yard touchdown drive for Royal Valley. Manny Oliveira again leading the charge and finding the end zone from 1 yard out. Panthers converting on a fourth down as well. They take over 4 minutes off the clock. And we got our first points in tonight's game. 6 seconds to go in the period. 6-0 Royal Valley. A drive summary brought to you by Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, choose Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire in Holton. Find them online, wilsontireks.com. So Oliveira, his fourth rushing touchdown of the season. Panthers out to a 6-0 lead. The extra point was blocked. Final 6 seconds here in the period. It's a low, short kick that takes a hop at the 25. It's picked up by Perry LeCompton. Good return out across the 35 into about the 36. And with 1 second to go here in the quarter, we'll get one more play here before we switch sides of the field. So Perry LeCompton at their own 35 after they went 3 and out on their first possession. Perry LeCompton again, they have not been on the field much offensively. Panthers have dominated time of possession here in the first quarter. They lead it 6-0. This will be the final play of the period, barring a penalty. And Metcalf again, quarterback takes a helmet-high snap, darts it across the middle of the field. It's bounced into the air, and it's caught by Perry LeCompton at midfield. You don't see a play like that too often, and that'll end the quarter. A near interception, and it's going to turn into a 15-yard completion to Tristan Gordon. And that is a big break caught for Perry LeCompton. That could have easily been a turnover, but we'll take it if you're the cause. And they finally got a first down here in the game. But that's the end of the first quarter with Royal Valley leading Perry LeCompton 6-0. We switch sides of the field and we're back after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, Perry LeCompton now with a loss of two on their first play of the second quarter, as it's now second down and 12 yards to go. At a gain of 15 on the last play of the first quarter, which was their first down of the game. Now they throw a pass here behind the line of scrimmage to Gordon, and he is going to lose yardage on the play. Carter Geiger, a senior, 9 tackles entering this ball game, adds one there, and that is a monster loss all the way back to the 42. It's a loss of 6 yards. And that was not a forward pass, so that is technically a running play because that was thrown behind the line of scrimmage. So that's a loss of 6 yards for Gordon. And now it is third and long. Third and 18 at the 42. Metcalf has a little bit of time. He steps into the pocket, now looking left, rolling left, gets away from one tackle. He's going to get some yardage here, but he's going to be shy of the first down. He'll get those lost yardage back, and he will get to the 48. So a gain of 10 yards for Metcalf. But now it's still fourth down and 8. And the cause will go 3 and out once again. Or correction, 1 first down, beg your pardon. They gain 1 first down and then now have to punt it away. So standing at the 40-yard line for Perry LeCompton, set to punt it away. 6-0 Royal Valley, early second quarter, low snap, high kick, left to right it goes. Jackson Stevens watching it bounce, take a Perry LeCompton bounce inside the 15. So a good punt, and down at about the 13 or maybe the 12-yard line. This will be the worst starting field position for Royal Valley. They have dominated time of possession as their last drive covered 60 yards in over 4 minutes. They took over half the clock in the first quarter on their first drive, but ultimately turned it over on downs. And they will have it at their own 12-yard line here. And we got 10:33 until halftime. Manny Oliveira, a rushing touchdown from 1 yard out. It was set up by a big 24-yard run from Jackson Stevens, and then a penalty against Perry LeCompton put it half the distance to the goal. Stevens took it to the 1, and Oliveira capped it off. 6-0 after the extra point was blocked. It's Perry LeCompton now on defense again. Here is a run play to the left side on first down. I believe that was Oliveira. Or correction, that was Nolan Bausch, his second carry for 4 yards. Bausch dealt with some injuries last year, and again, the emergence of Oliveira at fullback has been very good for David Boucher and what he calls his best offensive line in the 4 years he's been here. Second down and a long 6. Ball at the 16-yard line. Panthers moving from right to left here in quarter 2. Not much on this play. They go to Oliveira, or correction, Jackson Stevens. A lot of movement in the backfield. That's going to be a loss of 1, maybe getting back to the line of scrimmage. Depending on the spot, Stevens They'll give him for a yard. So third down and 5. Call it a short 6. Royal Valley has dominated time of possession. They take their time. They run the heck out of it. They are continuing that game plan with a 6-0 lead here. 9:19 clock moving south, second quarter. Ball closer to the far side hash, moving right to left. Compton takes the snap, and there's some movement up front. That's going to be a penalty against Royal Valley. It was the right side of the offensive line. And that's going to lose 5 here for Royal Valley. So that'll make it 3rd and long. Clock stopped at 9:11 here in the second quarter. But now 3rd and 10 on the second penalty here in the half for Royal Valley. Well, it's been heavy for Oliveira and Stevens in the run game. Bausch has a couple of carries, but it has been all number 1 and number 19 on the jerseys for Royal Valley in this first half. Oliveira the touchdown, 6-0. 3rd and 10. Compton will roll out right. He will take a shot. Far sideline, it's incomplete. He had Landon Gilbert, an impressive sophomore at 6'5". He was a heck of a basketball player last year for the Panthers as a freshman. And the leading receiver, again, they don't pass much, but that is a big stop on defense. Boy, and he had him for a first down, but the throw was a little bit high by Griffin Compton. So this will be the first punt of the game for Royal Valley. And this should set up Prairie Le Compton with good field position here. Connor Noland, a freshman, will punt it. Gets it off. Low line drive. It bounces out of bounds. It won't quite make it to midfield. So Prairie Le Compton will have it at the Royal Valley 47-yard line. Best field position for the cause, trailing 6-0. 8:57 now to go in this first half. Again, 6-0 our score, Royal Valley, on an Oliveira 1-yard touchdown run, which capped a 60-yard drive and took over 4 minutes off the clock in the first quarter. Here is Metcalf, takes a chest high snap. They give it to Tristan Gordon, stutters, staying inside the hash marks, fighting for a couple of extra yards. A flag is thrown. This could be coming back. Well, it would have been a gain of about 4 or 5 yards. And it is a hold against Prairie Le Compton, so bring that play back. That is their 4th penalty. Well, penalties were an issue last week in the loss to Holton. They had 12 penalties for 95 yards. And still 8:50 to go in the first half here. They have 4 penalties for 25 yards. So that takes it back to Prairie Le Compton territory at the 43-yard line. Ball between the hash marks, first down and 10. Royal Valley leading the game 6-0. Prairie Le Compton, they have won 9 of the last 12 meetings against Royal Valley, but the Panthers won last year's meeting. Here's Metcalf, takes the snap. They go to Dean, left side, gets through the hole and tries to get some of that penalty yards back. He'll get up to the 49 for a gain of about 6 yards. Second carry for Eli Dean. So it's going to bring up second down and roughly 14 to go. Still early portions of quarter number 2. Beautiful night here. First Friday night in October. There's no better time of the year. Non-district game, but a league contest between these two. Metcalf back to pass. It's deflected at the line of scrimmage. And scrambling, thinking it was a fumble. It's going to be an incomplete pass. That was deflected at the line of scrimmage. And it might have been, trying to see who got their meaty paws on it, might have been Mason Irwin, the DT, on an incomplete pass. And it's now third down and nearly 15. That was the 3rd pass attempt here in the half by Metcalf. He is 1 for 3 for 15 yards. That completion to Tristan Gordon. Now 3rd and long. Clock is stopped. 7:58 to go in this first half. Metcalf takes the snap. Obvious passing scenario. Looking left. Still looking left. He's going to take off. up the hash marks. He's got a lot of room, and he's going to have a first down run outside the numbers right, 30, 25, 20, and out of bounds he goes at the 18-yard line. How about that? That's a gain of 34 yards on third and long. That was a shot in the arm that the cause desperately needed. It was third down and 14, and Metcalf scrambles for 34 yards, and the first time Perry LeCompton has sniffed the Royal Valley red zone. Trailing 6-0, 7:46 to go. Metcalf takes a high snap. Down the middle it goes to Bronson Rush. He is a physical runner, and he's got a good carry on first down inside the 15 to about the 12 for 6. Rush is the leading, well, not the leading receiver, the second leading receiver and one of the top rushers for this team. Second and 4. This is a run to the right side, and this is Tristan Gordon who breaks a tackle at the 5 and finds the pylon short right side for the touchdown. Well, just like that, the response is real for Perry LeCompton, and they're an extra point away from taking the lead. It's a 12-yard touchdown run for Tristan Gordon, and that is actually his first rushing touchdown of the year. And they will go for 2, and they give it right up the middle for Bronson Rush, and he takes it in for the 2. So what a response for Perry LeCompton. They have their first lead of the night. It's a 12-yard touchdown run by Tristan Gordon, his first rushing touchdown of the season. At 7:10 to go in the first half of play, it's Perry LeCompton 8 and Royal Valley 6. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, that drive didn't even take no more than 2 minutes off the clock. Tristan Gordon, a 12-yard touchdown run. The two-point try was good. Panthers now trailing the cause 8-6, and it was set up on third and long. Garrett Metcalf had a 34-yard run on third and long, which set it up inside the red zone. Gordon finishing it off, and first time tonight, Royal Valley is trailing. They take the kickoff across the 30, far sideline, and out near the 35. For the cause, now with their first lead of the night. Royal Valley takes over first and 10 at their own 35. 7:03 to go. And drive summary again, not even 2 minutes off the clock, covering 47 yards. Brought to you by Wilson Tire. Perry LeCompton 8 and Royal Valley 6. On paper, would expect, and to this point, we have had a good game so far. Two pretty evenly matched teams. First and 10, Compton takes the snap. Here is Oliveira, who's got a big first down run, and he's going to cross midfield and get down to the 49-yard line. That is a 16-yard run for Oliveira. He's got the touchdown here in the game for Royal Valley, and he's had some big holes, this time following his left guard in Robert Griffith Jr. This is a big offensive line, 320, 280, 210, 245, 225 for head coach David Boucher. First and 10 at the 49. They go right back behind the left guard again to the 45. That time it was Bausch who gets 4. Just the third carry for Nolan Bausch. And it's going to bring up second down and 6 to go at the Perry LeCompton 45. Coming up on the halfway point, quarter number 2. Royal Valley leading this game on the road right now, 8-6. Or correction, Perry LeCompton leading this game at home, 8-6. Needed to say that the other way. Royal Valley trailing for the first time. Compton faking. Hands it up to Steve. Stevens, and he's lucky to get back to the line of scrimmage. Bronson Rush back there. Tristan Gordon, too. No gain on the play. Might have lost a half yard. Officially a loss of one back to the 46. Third down and 7 coming up here for the Panthers. Manny Oliveira, the 1 yard touchdown in the first quarter for Royal Valley. Extra point was blocked, and Tristan Gordon, a 12-yard run with the 2-point conversion as the cause, leading at 8-6. And now movement up front. That's going to be a 5-yard penalty against Royal Valley. That was the tight end, Avery Hunter, 5'11 senior, moving a little bit too soon. And it goes from 3rd and 7 to 3rd and 12. Third penalty in the half on Royal Valley. So now it's a much more challenging 3rd down to convert. 3rd down and 12. Compton's thrown just 2 passes. He is 1 for 2 for 6 yards. He also has a couple of carries for 9 yards. And the offense has been led by Jackson Stevens and Manny Oliveira. And now we get a whistle and a timeout, and it will be taken by Royal Valley. Timeouts are brought to you by Schlegel's, homegrown popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's, many flavors of homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. 5:03 to go in the half. Prairie Lee Compton leading this game at home, 8-6 over Royal Valley. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing, support, and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student-athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
First timeout taken in the ball game. Royal Valley trying to talk things over as they face third down and 12 back at their own 49-yard line. Ball between the hash marks, moving from right to left here in the second quarter. Prairie Lee Compton leading this game 8-6. Panthers have dominated time of possession, but now have to figure out a way to gain a first here on third and long. Ball right shy of midfield. Compton under center. Two receivers split to the right side. Haven't seen a formation like that. They will run option right. The pitch to Bausch goes behind him, and it's going to be, I think, an incomplete pass. I don't know how that was called incomplete, because that was a pitch behind. Or correction, being behind the line of scrimmage, beg your pardon. Yeah, that is the correct call. Apologies there. It is an incomplete pass. Boy, what a break for Royal Valley. And they're going to have to punt it away. So since their 60-yard touchdown drive, they have gone punt in their last two possessions. Assuming they punt this away, it's 4th and 12. Tristan Gordon standing back at his own 10. It is a high snap. And the kick is a good one from right to left. Gordon is going to let it bounce. Oh, and he should have maybe picked it up. And that's going to roll inside the 5-yard line. What a punt. That's the freshman, Connor Nolan. And he pins Prairie Lee Compton back, I think, officially at their own 4-yard line. 4:41 to go in the half. Cause with the 8-6 lead. Now they got a long way to go, 96 yards to the end zone. They have plenty of time, all 3 timeouts. They have an 8-6 lead. And once again, Royal Valley outgaining their opponent, as they've done in each of their first 4 games, but they find themselves at 2-2, and here's a nice first down run, and near a first down. That is big right there for Eli Dean, and officially an 11-yard pickup to the 15. Well, Metcalf had the 34-yard run on the touchdown drive last time out. That was the second longest run for Prairie Lee Compton. This one again for 15 for Eli Dean. That was big to get it out from inside their own 5. First and 10 at the 15. They go to rush this time. Left side out of the shotgun set. Spins away from one tackle. He'll get to the 17, maybe the 18. It'll be a gain of 3 yards for Rush. Second carry for him. Under 4 minutes to go. Clock moving in the second quarter. Cause leading at 8-6 with the ball. Second down and 7. Shy of their own 20. Still a long way to go to the end zone, but they have the lead here. They'll bring a receiver far side right. Bausch defending Aiden Graves here to the near side. Ball far side hash. Metcalf shouting to his offensive line. Claps the hands. Takes a chest high snap. Fakes to the running back. Takes it himself. Works around the left end. And he'll get across the 20. He'll be shy of the first down. So maybe 3. Good pursuit. The right side of that line. For Royal Valley. Third down and 4 coming up. Well, the last thing you want to do if you're Perry LeCompton is have to give it right back to Royal Valley. You want to... It's a big opportunity. Perry LeCompton, they won the toss, deferred to the second half, so they could go 2-for-1 here. They can use this clock, get some kind of points, and then they'll get the ball to start the second half, and they can build on this 2-point lead. Metcalf throwing it across the middle. Graves bobbles, and he makes the catch ultimately across the 25 to the 27 for a gain of 6 and a first down. Second completion in the half for Metcalf. And for Aiden Graves, that is just his third catch of the season. That one for 6 yards and a big third down conversion. Clock now still moving, 2.5 minutes. Cause still ways to go, but they have all three of their timeouts. Two receivers right, one left. Metcalf, couple of claps. They'll fake to Gordon, wants to pass across the middle, and it's deflected and incomplete. Bowen Bryan, the junior, with the pass break up there. And it's going to bring up second down. Stops the clock at 2:20. Second down and 10 at the 28. Perry LeCompton at home leading this game 8-6. The Cause had 3 of their first 4 games on the road. And starting tonight, the second half of the season, 3 of their final 4 games of the regular season, they're going to be here at home. They'll get Jeff West here next week, and then Hiawatha in the final week of the regular season. High snap, and the give to Gordon, or correction, that's Eli Dean to the right side, trying to get outside the tackle, and gain of 3 yards, that's it, but it's going to bring up third down and 7. So third down and 7 across the 30, 2 minutes to go in this first half. Don't want to give Royal Valley another opportunity. Perry LeCompton could close the half with the ball, and then open the second half with the ball. Third and 7, Metcalf, 3-step drop, looks left, fires it that way. It's caught by Graves, but a good open field tackle. He's going to be a yard shy. John Young on the stop, and it's a gain of 6 yards, but it's going to bring up fourth down and 1. Fourth down and 1 at the 37-yard line. 1:25 to go, clock moving here in the second quarter. Cause leading this game 8-6, but a big play here. They have all three of their timeouts. Doesn't appear that they're going to use one here. Metcalf maybe going to try to see if they can get him to jump. And they will take the snap. They will give it to Dean, and he does have the first down just by about 2. Needed 1, and he got 3. Head of steam and just bullied his way through the line. And the clock right now at 1:04. And it's back moving again, so it's only a minute left, but a big fourth down conversion. Now they split them out, 2 to each side. Metcalf throws one into the flat. This is caught by Dean. He breaks one tackle, trying to get out of bounds, and he does so. He spun out at the 45. So Eli Dean, a pitch and catch of 5 yards. Stops the clock, 50 seconds left. Still at their own 45. Second down and 5. Still have all three of their timeouts. Cause leading it 8-6. Manny Oliveira, the Royal Valley touchdown in the first quarter. Tristan Gordon, the touchdown for Perry here in this quarter, and they converted the 2 to take the lead. Here's Gordon again. He will be shy of it, and finally Perry LeCompton's going to burn their first timeout. It's going to bring up third down and 2. So we will go ahead and keep it right here. It is 8-6, Perry LeCompton. Our game tonight, of course, presented by Rainbow Communications. Find them online at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in northeast Kansas. Now, this game's moving along fairly quickly. Let's see if we can get some other scores for you here. Right now, we do know on 92-1, Centralia had a 2-touchdown lead against Moorhill Mount Academy in a Class 1A district showdown. Cobra Channel game, Jackson Heights, number 3 in the state, Class 1A. They continue to dominate. They're beating Pleasant Ridge 29-0 at the end of the first quarter. McLeod Valley Falls 22-0, that game on Care 93-7. Atchison trying to defend their Metal Arc Conference title, 20-0 lead at KC Washington. And on the Holton Channel, the Wildcats leading Jeff West 21-3. That is early in the second quarter. Our score updates brought to you by Holthouse Auto House in Fairview. How many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today? Go to HolthouseAutoHouse.com. All right, out of the timeout, 43 seconds to go in the half for Perry LeCompton, leading Royal Valley 8-6. They have third down and 2, just shy of midfield. Both teams, 2 timeouts left. Garrett Metcalf has completed 3 of his last 4 pass attempts. Fans in the pistol, a lot of movement up front. There's the hanky, and I think Royal Valley jumps, and that'll be a first down via the yardage. We have seen multiple encroachment penalties for both teams tonight, and that one was crucial. It gives Perry LeCompton the first down into Royal Valley territory at the 47. Big opportunity for Perry LeCompton here to close the half with momentum. He'll get the ball to start the second half. Metcalf clapping his hands 3 times, takes a snap, rolling left, has to get rid of it, does so throwing across his body. It's a low throw, and it's incomplete. They were looking for Eli Dean, or did they say that was caught? Boy, it looked like the far side official said that was incomplete, so now the officials are huddled up here. Perry LeCompton was trying to get on the ball quickly. Well, let's see what the call is. I swear, I thought I saw the far side official go incomplete, and they're going to say it's a catch for a first down. So that, again, to Eli Dean for 11 yards and a first down. So now the clock is stopped at 28 seconds, first and 10 inside the 35. Man, I swear I thought I saw that referee on the far side show incomplete, but they said it was completed. So Metcalf orchestrating a nice drive here. He'll take another snap, chest high, steps into the pocket, gets away from one, rolling outside the numbers right, tucks, keeps it himself, and he is drilled out of bounds. Hit by Hunter, the linebacker. Fans wanted an extra little late hit there, but I think a flag is actually thrown, and it's going to be against Perry LeCompton. Well, fans wanted a late hit, and I think instead they get a hold. Boy, that is a brutal penalty with 21 seconds to go. That kills the momentum there. Second hold called against Perry LeCompton, their 5th penalty of the half, and now it is first down and 20. They're all the way back to the 46. They have 2 timeouts and just 21 seconds to go. We'll have our halftime show here. Once we conclude here, we'll kind of break down the first half, give you some numbers, get some scores from around the area, and kind of see how week 5 is going for other teams across the landscape. Got a good one here, 8-6. 21 seconds to go. First and 20 after the penalty. Metcalf takes the snap. They just give it to Gordon. He's got a nice burst inside the 40. Down to the 37-yard line. So a gain of 9 and a timeout for Perry LeCompton. Stops the clock at 13 seconds to go. And they will have second down and 11. After the 9-yard run by Gordon. We'll step aside for a tight 30-second timeout. We're back after this here on KNZA.
Attention, healthcare workers. Is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Houlton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Houlton. Our family caring for yours.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, out of the timeout, just 13 seconds left in the half. Prairie Le Compton leading at home over Royal Valley 8-6. They had a big hold penalty just a moment ago. Now facing second down and 11 at the Royal Valley 36-yard line, or 37, beg your pardon. Now they just got one timeout left and only 13 seconds. Garrett Metcalf's been really good on this drive, but he's got to put something together. He drops back to pass. He takes a shot downfield, and it's picked off at the 10-yard line, a turnover. It is picked off by Griffin Compton, the quarterback. So the drive stalls, and the first interception thrown tonight. That is the seventh Metcalf interception this season. And with 8 seconds to go, not sure how aggressive Royal Valley is going to get at their own 10-yard line. But just taking a shot, trying to get one close to the end zone, and Griffin Compton, the defensive back with the INT, and that should take us to halftime. Now, still got a defend a play here, and just 8 seconds to go. They go to Oliveira. He's been a workhorse here. He'll get three, and that should take us to half. And that will, in fact, take us to the end of the first half. A Big East League non-district showdown here in Perry tonight. The home team cause leading this game 8-6 over Royal Valley. Our halftime show, it is next, and it's brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. Cause leading at 8-6. We'll talk about it after this here on KNZA.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Houlton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Houlton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
At Foster, Ford, and Houlton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Houlton.
At Bergston Insurance in Houlton, we've recently helped multiple families save hundreds of dollars on their insurance premiums. With summer activities coming up, how would these savings benefit you and your family? Don't let insurance stress your finances. Let's make shopping it easy for you. Call Bergston Insurance in Houlton right now at 364-3771. Bergston Insurance. Count on us, a name you can trust.
Hello, this is Ruth Roy, mammogram technologist at Houlton Community Hospital. As a breast cancer survivor, I know firsthand the importance of regular screening mammograms. In 2012, my mammogram detected a small area before I could feel a change. It was found early, and now my prognosis has been good. I know early detection saves lives. Please, I urge you to get an annual exam. It may save your life.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, or Don Fait in Houlton for a free insurance review.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus?
Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Ray Penning in studio, Braden Tamman with you here. We are at the half. A Big East League non-district showdown here tonight. Cause and Panthers of Royal Valley. Prairie Le Compton leading this one 8-6 here at the half. Prairie Le Compton, they won the toss, deferred, so Royal Valley got the first possession of the game, and they took more than half the first quarter time off the clock, but ultimately got a big penalty down the stretch. They would ultimately turn it over on downs. Then Prairie Le Compton, their first possession was quick. Less than a minute, they go three and out and have to punt it away. And then a four-minute drive for Royal Valley on their seconds of the quarter, a 60-yard touchdown drive. They got a big fourth and four conversion. They also got a big 24-yard run from Jackson Stevens, which set up the Panthers offense in goal-to-go territory. And it was Manny Oliveira with the one-yard touchdown run, his fourth of the season. The extra point was blocked. And just about 4 minutes to go, or I should say late in the first quarter, it was about to be the end of the quarter, but just with 1 second left, it was Oliveira again who found the end zone. The extra point was blocked, so 6-0 going into the second quarter. Prairie Le Compton would punt on that following possession, and they only got one first down on that drive, and then they held Royal Valley to a three and out. And then at that point, Prairie Le Compton finally able to get something going. They got great field position after that punt, and they took not even 2 minutes off the clock. It was a 47-yard drive, and Tristan Gordon capped it off with a 12-yard run. A two-point conversion was good, 8-6. And Garrett Metcalf had a huge 34-yard run on 3rd and 15. So it was really set up by Metcalf, but Gordon was able to finish off that touchdown. And again, the two-point conversion was good, 8-6 at that point. And then Royal Valley would punt on the following drive. And then Prairie Le Compton, with 4:40 to go, got it back one more time. They worked it down the field, had a couple of penalties that kind of hurt them a little bit, but ultimately Garrett Metcalf would throw his seventh interception of the season as Griffin Compton picked him off at about the 10-yard line. And again, there was only just a handful of seconds left at that point. Royal Valley ran a simple run play to finish off the second quarter. So that's where we stand here, as it's Prairie Le Compton 8 and Royal Valley 6 here at the break. We'll take another time out. We'll come back and give you the first half numbers, as right now the Cause lead it 8-6 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Exciting news, Seneca. Rainbow is going all in with fiber to the home. We're expanding our fiber optic network to deliver faster, more reliable internet straight to your doorstep. With the help of our contractors, NCS and D'Aguilar, we're investing $5.2 million in nearly 65 miles of fiber, bringing symmetrical speeds up to 2 gigabits per second. Get ready for improved connectivity that enhances your home value and supports remote work. Join us in growing a superior broadband network. Stay tuned, Seneca, for updates and visit our website at fiber.rainbowtel.net.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Roger Hauer with Kellerman Real Estate, online at kellermanrealestate.com.
At Kellerman Real Estate, we're often asked, how is the real estate market? While times are different with higher interest rates and a shortage of inventory, it's still a great time to buy and sell property. Consulting with an agent is more important today than ever to understand how you can best position yourself in this market. At Kellerman Real Estate in Holton, we are ready to accompany you on your real estate journey. After all, we live, work, and play where you do.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents,
since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
In the sports world, offense scores points, but defense wins championships. That's how we should all view our finances, too. Earning money puts points on the board, but saving money keeps you in the game. For a reliable teammate you can count on, turn to DSB.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, folks. This is Joe at Holthouse Auto House, your full-service dealer in Fairview, Kansas. From getting you your dream ride to all of your service work, we are here to help. We have a full-service shop where every vehicle undergoes a 172-point inspection. At Holthouse Auto House, every vehicle comes with a warranty. No as-is vehicles here. Don't see what you're looking for on our lot or website. Our locator service is all-inclusive. We will go anywhere in the country to find exactly what you want down to the last detail. We'll find it, get it, inspect it, and finance it, and then we can even service it after the sale, all here at Holthouse Auto House in Fairview.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Non-district Big East League showdown here on this Week 5 Friday night. Beautiful weather here, first Friday in October. Thanks for hanging with us. Prairie LeCompton at home, leading Royal Valley by a score of 8-6. Panthers touchdown in the first quarter. Manny Oliveira, a one-yard run. Extra point was blocked. Tristan Gordon, a 12-yard touchdown for Prairie LeCompton in the second quarter. Two-point try was successful. And right now, 8-6 our score, Prairie LeCompton here at the break. Let's go to some of the numbers and our statistics. It's brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockhoff. We'll start with the winning team right now. That is Prairie LeCompton. Again, 8-6 our score. 5'7 junior quarterback Garrett Metcalf, 5 of 8 passing, 43 yards in that late interception. He also had 3 carries for 47 yards, that big run of 34 yards on 3rd and 15, which set up the lone touchdown by Tristan Gordon. Speaking of Tristan Gordon, he had 6 carries for 23 yards in that touchdown run. Eli Dean being used in a multitude of ways, 5 carries, 24 yards, also 2 catches for 16 yards. And then Bronson Rush, a little quiet first half for him, just 2 carries for 9 yards. Aiden Graves, also a couple of catches. 2 catches for 12 yards for him in the first half. Penalties, it was Prairie LeCompton, 5 penalties, totaling 35 yards. For Royal Valley, their quarterback, Griffin Compton, he hasn't had to do a whole lot, just 1 of 2 passing for 6 yards and a couple of carries for 9 yards as well. The leading rusher is the sophomore fullback in Manny Oliveira, 10 carries for 60 yards, including that short touchdown run. He also had the lone catch for 6 yards. He's had 3 of his 10 carries have gone 10 or more yards. He's also had a couple of other carries go 9 and 7, so certainly a good half. 10 carries, 60 yards, 6 yards per carry for Manny Oliveira. Jackson Stevens, he has been held in check. He came into tonight averaging 146.5 yards per game. He was held to just 10 carries for 37 yards in that first half, and you wipe out his biggest run of 24 yards, and then you take just 9 carries and barely averaging a yard per carry, a little bit more than that if you take out that long run. So the Prairie LeCompton defense has been doing an incredible job on one of the better running backs here in the state. Again, Jackson Stevens, nearly 150 yards per game, held to just 10 carries for 37 yards in the first half. 4 penalties for 25 yards as well for Royal Valley. Our stats in the first half, again, brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group. Step aside for another timeout, inching closer to the start of the second half. We'll come back, get you some scores from around the area as our halftime show continues right after this.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacey Mehus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManacle will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
I'm Rod Whitmer with Farmer State Bank, and I'm an ag loan officer. An ag line of credit from Farmer State Bank here in Holton provides working capital when you need it most, whether it be for equipment repairs, fuel expenses, seed, fertilizer, feed, labor, and other ag input costs, harvest expenses, and more. We're here to help. Give us a call at Farmer State Bank, ask for Rod Whitmer, and we'll get you started.
That's what I like about Farmer State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop, full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Closing in on the start of the second half here at Perry LeCompton. The Cougs leading Royal Valley 8-6. A first quarter touchdown. Manny Oliveira for Royal Valley. Extra point block 6-0. Perry LeCompton's touchdown in the second quarter. Tristan Gordon on a short 47-yard touchdown drive, a 12-yard scamper. Two-point conversion was good. 8-6, again, our score here at the half. We got a couple more minutes here, and going through some of the scores that we have, we ran off a few here early on in the broadcast. We do know our game on 92-1. All Centralia, they lead Morehill Mount Academy 24-0 at the half. We do got a final in the eight-man ranks, Frankfort. Coming off their first loss of the year to Hanover last week in a great game. They finish in Frankfort tonight. They blast Thunder Ridge 54-6. So Frankfort back on the winning track. That was a non-district game for the Wildcats, but a big win as they get to 4-1. Also, again, we mentioned Holton was up big on Jeff West in the second quarter. Last checked, it was 21-3. Atchison had a first quarter lead of 20-0 against KC Washington. McLeod was also up big on Valley Falls, and Jackson Heights was off to a big-time start. They led Pleasant Ridge 29-0 at the end of the first quarter. Cobras looking to stay undefeated and move to 5-0. We do now have a halftime score with Holton leading Jefferson West. That score, 34-3. Our score updates, as always, brought to you by Holthouse Auto House in Fairview. How many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today? go to HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. A final 60-second timeout. The second half is coming your way next.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767.
'Tis the season at Wilson Tire in Holton. No, not that season. It's rebate season. So rev up your savings with top brands at unbeatable prices. Experience the quality performance you trust from major brands like Nexen, Hankook, Cooper, and Toyo. From all season to all terrain, we've got the tires you need to conquer the road. And for a limited time, enjoy exclusive rebates on select models. So don't miss out. Call Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire, 785-362-8473. Or check us out online at WilsonTireKS.com.
We made offers subject to availability. See Wilson Tire for details. Offer ends soon.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here we go. Cons and Panthers set to start half number two. Brandon Tabman here on KNZA. Ray Penning, studio producer. Appreciate it tonight as always. Double teaming a good Big East League showdown here tonight. 8-6, Perry LeCompton. They'll get the ball here to start the second half under the lights here. Outside the confines of Perry LeCompton High School, they'll go from right to left as they'll move it here in the third quarter. Royal Valley scored their first and lone touchdown early on in the game. Manny Oliveira, a one-yard run, and then the Cause getting theirs in the second quarter. A 12-yard run by Tristan Gordon on what was a short 47-yard touchdown drive. Here we go. The second half of tonight's game. 8-6 our score. And a low-lining kick from left to right, fielded at a good spot up across the 35-40 down the right sideline. This is going to be up near midfield. That is a heck of a return for Perry LeCompton, as they're going to be, I believe, just shy of midfield. That was a 22-yard kickoff return, officially 23 yards. So great field position for Perry LeCompton, their own 49-yard line, first down and 10. They move it from right to left. As we are off and running here in quarter number three, and the Cause at home again leading 8-6. Both teams have lost two straight coming into tonight's game. Cause are 1-3 overall. Panthers are 2-2. There are only two teams undefeated in Big East League play right now. That's Raleigh County and Nemaha Central. Both those teams 2-0, and then you got a trio at 3-1 with St. Mary's, Sabetha, and Silver Lake. Royal Valley behind those schools at 2-2. First and 10, first play from scrimmage here in the third quarter. It is Eli Dean, a simple dive play, left guard, and he'll fight to the line of scrimmage down by contact at midfield, so a gain of 1 yard for Eli Dean. He had 5 carries for 24 yards in the first half, a carry for 1 here to start the second half. Ball's right at midfield, a little bit closer to the far side hash, Cause moving from right to left. Metcalf in the first half, 5 of 8 for 43 yards and an interception as well. Two receivers split left, one right. In the gun is Metcalf. High snap. Bronson rushed the carry following his blocker to the right side. Extra effort to the Royal Valley 45 for a gain of 5. That'll bring up third down, a manageable 4. So again, Rush, he wasn't used a ton in that first half. But his third carry tonight, good for 5, and it's third down and 4. Cause need the 41 for a first down. Trips to the near side. Metcalf will look to throw, and he is hit and driven down for a quarterback sack. It's Paxton Henry, the defensive end. His second sack of the season. He's also the leading TFL leader, tackles for loss. And a monster quarterback sack for Henry. That's going to force Perry LeCompton to punt it away. That was a loss of 8 yards on the sack. Boy, and he just ripped through that line, the 5'10 junior defensive end, and Metcalf had zero chance to make a play. And the punt and the snap is dropped, and it's going to be blocked and picked up at the 36-yard line. And Royal Valley getting a great start here in the second half, forcing Perry LeCompton into a 3-and-out. The punter bobbles the snap, and they block it. Well, the biggest play of the game, Royal Valley will take over first and 10 at the Perry LeCompton 36. A disastrous sequence there for the cause. They give up the sack, try to punt it away, bobbles the snap. The Panthers, by the time he picks it up, blocks it. 8-6 cause. First possession for Royal Valley. Great field position. They go to Oliveira. A simple dive play to the left side. And does he get a yard? He does not. So just getting back to the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play for Oliveira. Second down and 10 at the 36-yard line. A blocked punt just a moment ago, setting up Royal Valley in prime field position. At the cost, 36, but no gain on first and 10. Second and 10, far side hash. Panthers' third quarter movement is left to right. Oliveira, three-point stance behind Compton, the quarterback. And they go to Nolan Bausch, buries his head down and fights through a couple defenders across the 25 to the 24 for a gain of 12 and a first down. They get on the ball quickly. Bausch, Stevens, Oliveira in the backfield. They go to Oliveira again, and maybe forward progress for one, maybe two, following his left tackle and Mason Pamami. And it will be a two-yard gain there for Oliveira. Correction, the carry, that 12-yard run, it was actually Stevens, not Bausch. So Jackson Stevens, that big first down run. Second down and 8 after the Oliveira 2-yard gain. Ball at the 23, so not quite to the red zone just yet. The Panthers trying to retake the lead as they are trying to take advantage of the blocked punt here. Here is Stevens again in between the tackles and starts right, shifts left, and he'll get to inside the 20 to the 18 for about 5, and it'll bring up third down in about 4. Stevens again entered tonight's game, averaging over 146 rushing yards per game. And he was held to just 10 carries for 37 yards in the first half. Third down and a short 4 for the Panthers, trailing 8-6, 8 minutes to go, clock moving third quarter. Both teams have lost 2 straight coming into it. They go Stevens, left side, gets outside the numbers, has a first down and a little bit more, and he's shoved out of bounds. And depending on the spot, it looks to be at the 10, which would set up first and goal. A nice move outside the numbers, far side, and an 8-yard pickup for Jackson Stevens. First and goal at the 10 for Royal Valley. Trailing 8-6 here, not quite to the halfway point here, quarter number 3. So Stevens just 37 yards in the first half, and he's got 25 yards on 3 carries here on this drive alone. First and goal at the 10. Bausch, Oliveira, Stevens behind Compton under center. Takes the snap. And a give to the right side, not much there. Maybe back to the line of scrimmage. And that is it for Nolan Bausch. He falls forward for 1. And it's second and goal from the 9. Or at least, now looking at it, it looks like they may need the 1 for a first down. So maybe that drive, or at least that set of downs, started the 11. So, but it's kind of hard to tell. I believe it is still second and goal. From the 9, right side hash, Oliveira, left guard dive, falls forward for maybe a yard. That's about it. Pretty simple handoff there. And it's going to bring up third and goal. Third and goal at the 7. Oliveira for not much on that one. So a big opportunity here for the cause defense. They lead it 8-6, but third and goal at the 7-yard line here for Royal Valley after they blocked a Perry LeCompton punt just a few minutes ago prior to this drive, which set them up in prime field position. Third and goal at the 7. Compton under center. Cause showing blitz. They bring some pressure. Compton fakes. Keeps it himself. He's going to be shy. He'll get to about the 5. So he fakes multiple handoffs, a designed quarterback run around his right tackle, and good pursuit by Perry LeCompton. They were not faked out at all, and it's going to bring up fourth down and goal at the 5. So the biggest play of the second half, Perry LeCompton trying to hold on to a 2-point lead. It's 8-6. Fourth and goal at the 5-yard line for Royal Valley. Ball closer to the near side hash. Again, operating left to right here in the third. Big fourth down play here. Compton under center. And he drops the snap. He picks it up, and the ball still scoots away. I think he jumps on it, but that is going to be a turnover on downs regardless. So he dropped the snap, and Royal Valley cannot take advantage of the prime field position. So Compton drops the snap on fourth and goal at the 5. So now Perry LeCompton, they get the stop, still leading 8-6, 5:46 to go. But they got a long way to go. They are at their own 5-yard line. That's Gordon who's going to get the first carry, trying to get outside the numbers right. He's going to lose a yard. So second down and 11 at the 4-yard line. So Perry LeCompton again. Their second drive here in the third quarter. They are way backed up, but their defense got a big stop. They want to try to at least put something together, get the ball moving down the field. Coming up on 5 minutes to go in this third quarter. 8-6, Perry LeCompton. They just got a big stop on fourth and goal. They have it second down and 11 at their own 4. Metcalf takes the snap. And a good run for Eli Dean between the tackles. He'll cross the 10 and get up near the 11 or 12. He will be just shy. It'll bring up third down and 3. It's a gain of 7 yards. So third and 3. That was a big-time carry there for Dean. A little bit of breathing room away from that end zone. Still got to convert third down here. Royal Valley showing blitz, backing up. Hunter, one of the blitzers, he will blitz. It's picked up nicely. And the give is to Dean again, and he needs 3, and it looks like he got 3.5. He will have enough for the first down. So a big first down conversion and a little bit of breathing room here for Perry LeCompton as we have passed 4:20 to go. Clock moving, third quarter. Cause leading it 8-6. Royal Valley, touchdown in the first quarter. Panthers then giving up one to the Cause in the second quarter. Panthers had their extra point blocked. Cause converted on a 2-point try. First and 10, and they go to rush, and that one should be taken away by the quarterback. It was a little RPO action. That's going to be a big loss. Back to the 11. That is a loss of 5. For Bronson Rush. Again, it looked like there was a chance for maybe Metcalf to pull it, keep it, and he would have had some room to the right side. Instead, Rush kept it, and Royal Valley was not fooled there. A loss of 5. Second down and 15, back to the 11-yard line. They go trips left, ball between the hash marks. Secondary retreating for Royal Valley. Pass across the middle. Flag is thrown. It's caught by Graves, and a good run after catch across the 25 and near a first down, but I think this is going to go against Perry LeCompton. I think they're going to call a legal procedure here. A procedure penalty will wipe out what would have been a near first down pitch and catch to Aiden Graves. And that is the 6th penalty against Perry LeCompton tonight. They had 12 in the loss last week to Holton for 95 yards. Now it's 6 penalties for 40 yards, and now they're back inside their own 10 again at the 7. It is second down and 20 at the 7-yard line. Well, that was a monster penalty killer. And now you got a long way to go to the first down. It is an empty backfield for Metcalf. He's got a roll to his right. He throws it. He finds a receiver, but not much across the 10. Maybe to the 12. It's Rush on the completion there. So let's see where they mark him down at. A gain of about 6, maybe 7. That is the 6th completion for Metcalf. It's going to bring up 3rd down and a solid 13 to go. Under 2.5 minutes to go. Pretty quick moving 3rd quarter here. 8-6, still our score. Cause with the lead and the ball. Chest high snap here to Metcalf. He's got to try to scramble it. Ball's on the turf, and I think he got back on it. It was knocked away. I believe it was Robert Griffith Jr. who got his big left hand on it, and fortunate for Perry LeCompton to jump on that. But it will be 4th down and long, no gain on the play. But that could have been disastrous if they would have turned it over inside the 10. Well, the last time Perry LeCompton had pump formation, the snap was dropped. Again, Ronnie Baker is the punter. Royal Valley brought the heat, ended up blocking it, but ultimately could not take advantage of the great field position. But he is standing. Baker is at his own goal line. And he does get this one away from right to left. Stevens taking it at the 47. Angles left outside the numbers 40. And stutters inside the 35 to about the 33. Good return for Jackson Stevens. And once again, prime field position for Royal Valley. Couldn't take advantage the first time. Let's see if they can do it here. They trail 8-6 late 3rd quarter. Let's see what the official mark is here. It looks like to be the Perry LeCompton 34-yard line. So gain of about 13 on the punt return. We got 1:12 to go, so that was, again, for Perry LeCompton, they took nearly 5 minutes off the clock there. But found themselves still behind the sticks when they had to punt it away. Here's Bausch, good run, right up the middle. He's got a first down carry. And he'll cross the 35. He'll get up near the 20-yard line. It's a gain of 13 to the 21. And for Bausch, that's by far and away his best carry tonight. He only had 11 yards total on 3 touches in the first half, and that carry alone for 13 and a first down, just outside the red zone. Final minute here in the 3rd quarter. Cause leading it 8-6, but once again, the Panthers are threatening. Compton under center. They go to Bausch again. He's tripped up quickly. He'll fall forward into the red zone to the 19 for a gain of 2. And Tristan Gordon slow to get up for Perry LeCompton, but he made the stop and is up to his feet. Appears to be okay. He will come off for this possession as Braden Smelser will come in for him. Now, a little bit of a limp for Tristan Gordon coming off the field, and he immediately rips his helmet off and falls down. Not a good sign for one of the better players on this Perry LeCompton roster. Just hope he's okay. 2 yards there again for Bausch. 2nd down and 8 at the 19. They go to Jackson Stevens, makes a man miss, finds nothing but green grass through the hole and into the end zone for the Royal Valley touchdown. Jackson Stevens, a sensational run between the tackles, and he finds it 19 yards out into the end zone. And just like that, Royal Valley, they retake the lead back. It is 12-8. They finally take advantage of some good field position. Nothing but green grass in front for Jackson Stevens. His 4th touchdown of the season, matching Oliveira in that category. They will go for 2. Compton fakes, trying to get outside to the right, gets towards the pylon, dives, hits it, and he is in, but a flag is thrown right about where he jumped on the pylon. And it's going to be a hold against Royal Valley. So that's going to wipe the 2 points off the board, and they're going to have to try it again from a little bit longer out, so that's a big penalty there for Royal Valley. That's their 5th penalty of the game. So that will back it up to the 12-yard line, where they will try the 2-point conversion. touchdown run of 19 yards for Jackson Stevens. And now the two-point try from the 12-yard line. Just 5 seconds to go in the third quarter. Compton back to pass. They throw it to Stevens in the flat. Bronson Rush reading it. Can't make the tackle. Stevens making a couple guys miss, but he's going to get nowhere close to the end zone. So that penalty is a brutal one as the cause hold there on the two-point try. But Royal Valley does the damage. A 19-yard touchdown run for Jackson Stevens. 5 seconds to go in the third quarter. The road team Panthers leading it here at Perry Lee Compton 12-8. Back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered Investment Advisor Services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
That 34-yard touchdown drive, it was a short one, took a minute and 7 seconds off the clock. Jackson Stevens, his fourth touchdown of the season on the ground, 19 yards out, untouched in between the tackles. And the two-point try was originally good, but a hold penalty took him back to the 12. Second try unsuccessful. Right now, Royal Valley, with 5 seconds to go in the third quarter, leading here at Prairie Lee Compton 12-8. Here's a short kick from left to right. Cause will have pretty good field position here, but pretty good pursuits across the 35. And out near the 37 is where Perry Lee Compton will take over. That will actually take us to the end of the third quarter. So we've got a good one here. We've had a touchdown in each quarter, but Royal Valley has the lead 12-8. Jackson Stevens, a 19-yard run right before the end of the horn here. And the Panthers holding up the four as they try to snap a two-game losing streak. Panthers on the road, leading the cause 12-8. Fourth quarter action is coming your way next.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing, support, and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Houlton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Houlton, our family caring for yours.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, the first play of the fourth quarter goes absolutely nowhere as Mason Irwin blows up Bronson Rush in the backfield for a loss of 6 yards. A huge tackle for loss for Irwin, his second in that category here in 2024. And just like that, Perry Lee Compton now trailing again 12-8. First play of the fourth quarter now. Dropping him back to second down and 16. Ball back at their 30-yard line. The cause here in the fourth, operate left to right, trailing 12-8. Two receivers left, one right. Helmet high snap, a fake to the back. Metcalf gets it himself. A huge run here up the middle of the field. And he dropped the ball late, but he's down by contact. That is going to be a first down run, needing 16. He picks up 17. Metcalf had a huge run of 34 yards in the first half, which set up that first touchdown, or lone touchdown, I should say, and now we got a stoppage here for an injured Royal Valley Panther. We'll try to see who the injured Royal Valley player is. It looks to be a lineman, or that might be, I don't want to make any assumptions without knowing for sure, so we'll wait and make sure we got the right injured player here, but it looks like it could be cramp-related, It's kind of how they're working at it here right now. But that is a monster run. On 2nd and 16, Metcalf scrambles for 17 yards up to the just shy of midfield at the 47. It'll be 1st and 10 once we figure out the injury here. 11:14 to go in the game. Royal Valley leading it 12-8. Again, some of the other games tonight featuring Big East League opponents. Rossville at Mission Valley, that is a 1A district matchup. A big one tonight in terms of the league, also district, at St. Mary's at Riley County. Both those teams are 3-1. Riley County's 2-0 in league play, and St. Mary's is 3-1. The loser of that one will drop to 0-2 in district play. Also, Sabetha at ACCHS. That's a battle of two top teams in that 2A district. Catch that one on the Sabetha channel, of course. Nemaha Central, after the big win at Chanute last week, they are at home against Oskaloosa tonight. They are the other 2-0 team in Big East League play. Obviously not a league game with Oskaloosa, but looking to keep a little winning streak going. Holton at Jeff West. Holton, again, was winning big at the half there. Hiawatha, again, on the road at Hayden. And then a non-district game for Silver Lake as they make the trip to 0-4 Baldwin. Of course, all the action tonight is followed by the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. The injured Panther was linebacker Avery Hunter, the 5'11 senior, but he is up and running back to the sideline under his own power, so good to see. He was honorable mention Big 7 a year ago, and big part of this Panthers defense that's given up just 13.5 points per game. 11:14 to go in the game. 1st and 10, Perry Lee Compton, just shy of midfield. Metcalf, ball near side hash in the pistol. He will take the snap. He'll give it to Eli Dean. He works outside the tackles, gets to midfield and into Royal Valley territory. He is spun down at the 46-yard line for a gain of about 7. And a good run for Eli Dean. Fourth carry here in the half. And 9 carries in the game total for Eli Dean. Second down and 3 at the Royal Valley 46. Here's a big opportunity. How many more possessions do you get after this one if you're Perry Lee Compton, the way the Panthers run the football? There's a chance you may not sniff the ball again if you give it back to Royal Valley. Still, though, 10-plus minutes. Second down and 3. Cause trailing now 12-8. Gordon in motion. Not sure where to go, and they put him back in the backfield, and they finally got to get him set. Just 4 on the play clock. They get the snap off. They'll go a right side stretch play here to Bronson Rush, and he is lucky to break through a couple tackles, and he turns it into a positive play. But a late flag in between the hash marks at the 40-yard line. It wasn't near the tackle. It was the backside official behind Royal Valley's defense who threw it late. And all indication is pointing this is going to be against Perry Lee Compton, which was a near first down run. Not seeing the call by the official, but Perry Lee Compton is moving back. I would guess this is probably a hold. And there is the official word, another hold. 7 penalties now for Perry Lee Compton, and it would have been 3rd and about a yard to go, but instead now it is 2nd down and 13, back to their own 44-yard line. They had 12 penalties and 95 yards a week ago in their loss to Holton. They also had 3 turnovers. Garrett Metcalf threw an interception late in the first half as the Cause were trying to get some points before halftime, but right now they trail 12-8, 9:39 to go in the game. High snap. They fake to Rush. Metcalf will keep. He's been good on the ground. He gets the yardage back and more from the penalty, and he scampers out all the way to the 40, near sideline, and he will have enough for a first down. He needed 13, and he got 15. Boy, big runs in the game tonight for the quarterback, Garrett Metcalf. He's had runs of 17 yards, 15 yards, and 34 yards. Coming into the game tonight, he had a total of 8 carries for 7 yards. And he is blowing that number up with some big runs here tonight. 1st and 10 at the Royal Valley 40. Coming up on 9 minutes to go in the game. Panthers trying to hold on. They lead it 12-8. Cause trying to say, nah, we want to win it. Here's Dean, left side. Henry wraps him up and drops him in the backfield. Might have been a half-yard loss. That is another tackle for loss in this Panthers defense. And if anything, it was a loss of about a half yard. We'll round it up. Second down and 11. But Hunter got hurt earlier in this quarter. Again, good to see him back out there making good plays. Second down and 11. In between the 40 and the 41-yard line. Good snap here to Metcalf. Stutters, looking right, gets ripped up, and down he goes for a sack. It's Robert Griffith Jr. The 6'2 junior spins him down for a loss of 3. And it's third down and 13. His defense has been very, very good. Teams converting just 39% of its third downs against this Royal Valley defense here in 2024. They have now, including the interception tonight, have forced 9 turnovers on the year. Third down and 13 for Perry Lee Compton. High snap. They fake to rush. Metcalf again between the tackles. He is hit. He is dropped. He'll get a couple. And Mason Irwin finally bringing him down, but it's going to bring up fourth down and 8 after a gain of just 5. A huge fourth down play coming up, 7.5 minutes to go in the game, and the punt team is on the field. So 4.5 minutes plus off the clock here on this drive that started at their own 36. They get it into Royal Valley territory, and Baker has to punt it away. He angles it left. It wasn't a good one, but it took a very good Perry Lee Compton bounce. And it'll be downed inside the 10. And Royal Valley, with a 12-8 lead, takes over. It's 7:06 to go. Let's see where the official mark is. Looks to be all the way back at about the 6-yard line. To go in the game. Well, I said before that drive ended for Perry Lee Compton, how many more chances are you going to get with the ball? The way this Panthers team runs it. No timeouts have been used yet. We're still pretty early. 7 minutes to go. What is a 4-point Royal Valley lead, and they have it first and 10 officially at their own 7. They lead it 12-8, taking the lead on a Jackson Stevens touchdown in the third quarter. Oliveira the carry, right side for 2. Second down and 8 coming up at the 9. Oliveira has been quiet here in the third quarter. It's 4 carries for 5 yards. It's been Jackson Stevens. He was quiet in the first half, but has been the leading rusher here for the Panthers in the second half. So they're going to certainly take their time between plays. We're at 6.5 minutes to go. Second down and 8. Right about shy of the 10-yard line. Panthers moving right to left here in the fourth. Compton under center. And Oliveira again, straight dive. Maybe 1 or 2, that's about it. A gain of just 1 for Oliveira. And it is third down and 7 at the 11-yard line. Big time chance for the cause to get a stop. Clock is now officially past the halfway point of the fourth quarter. Royal Valley leading it 12-8. Oliveira, 1-yard touchdown in the first quarter. Gordon, a 12-yard run for Perry in the second quarter. Stevens, the go-ahead touchdown in the third quarter. 12-8 is our score. Third down and 7 at the 11. Perry showing blitz. They bring some heat and a stoppage of play and a false start against Royal Valley. Back them up 5. Big penalty there. That is their 6th penalty tonight, and it drops them back to around the 5-yard line, and it's going to bring up third down and 11. And the clock is back moving again. For the cause, a big opportunity to get a big-time stop, get the ball back pretty quickly with plenty of time and plenty of timeouts. This has been a competitive game. Cause came in defensively, allowing 22.5 points per game. Right now, they've given up just 12, but they are trailing in this game And now we get a timeout on the field. Timeout called by Royal Valley, their first of the half. 4:58 to go in the game. They lead it 12-8, facing 3rd and 12 from their own 5-yard line. We'll step aside for a tight 30. Back after this here on KNZA.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. We've got just past the halfway point of the fourth quarter. Right now, Royal Valley hanging on to a 12-8 lead here at Perry Lecompton. Right now, out of this TO, they're going to be facing third down and 12, roughly, at their own 5-yard line. It has been a even Stevens kind of game. And Perry Lecompton, they got to get a stop now. Third and long. They got Royal Valley backed up inside their own 10. Compton dropping back, wants a screen instead, looks deep down the middle of the field. It's caught by Nolan Bausch and is ripped down at the 40-yard line. It is a gain of 35 yards. And a monstrous, monstrous play to Bausch out of the backfield. On third and 12. From inside their own 10, and the clock continues to move at 4:40, and that is a huge, huge first down for Royal Valley. The biggest pass play from either team tonight, and for Nolan Bausch, who's been relatively quiet, that was his fifth catch of the season. First and 10 at the 40-yard line. 4:20 to go, clock moving in the game. They give it right back to the hot hand in Bausch, and he'll get up to the 43, maybe the 44. So, and Perry Lecompton will burn their first time out. Man, that was a devastating hitter from Compton to Bausch. It's a gain of 3. And we'll keep it right here again. Our timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break, you're looking for that perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's, many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It's the perfect timeout snack. Again, Ray Penning in studio. Brandon Tabman here on KNZA. Another exciting Big East League matchup, a non-district game here. And Royal Valley just converting third and long from inside their own 10. A 35-yard pass play from Griffin Compton to Nolan Bausch. And now the Cards are having to use their timeouts here. They just burned their first as Royal Valley is leading this game 12-8. Boy, the Cause had a chance to get a big stop, get the ball back in great field position, a chance to go win the game, but now they got to get another stop, and they're having to burn their timeouts here. 4 minutes and 12 seconds on the clock. It is second down and a short 7 for Royal Valley in between the hash marks at their own 43, close to the 44-yard line. Well, if they're starting to burn timeouts now, you got to get a stop. They go back to Bausch, right side. Not much. He'll gain 1, maybe 2, and another timeout for Perry. So a 1-yard gain for Bausch. He was quiet in the first half. And they're burning him here on what could be a game-sealing drive, but it's going to be third down and 5 out of the timeout. So Perry burning their second timeout. And just around 4 minutes to go, wait for the minute clock to burn here and get you the exact number on the clock real quick. Don't forget, we'll have our post-game show to follow. We'll have our player of the game and get you off to another Community National Bank High School scoreboard show. Week number 5, district week number 2. Again, although this is not a district game, not many of the local teams in non-district games tonight, but this being one of them. Both these two teams coming into tonight, losers of 2 straight, both starting 0-1 in district play. And for Prairie LeCompton, here is their chance to get a stop that they need. Out of the timeout, third down and 5 at the 45. 4:05 to go in the game. A huge play here for both sides. Compton under center, ball towards the far side hash. They go to Jackson Stevens up between the tackles, and he's got a first down into Prairie LeCompton territory to the 46. It's a gain of 9. They just go simple with it on third and 5 between the guards. Stevens, a burst of speed, and into Prairie LeCompton territory. 3:50 to go, and the Cavs are down to just one timeout. We'll see how strategic they use it here, but Royal Valley gets one more first down. This game is probably over. Cavs need to get a stop now. First and 10, just outside the 45. Compton under center. Fakes the pitch, keeps it himself. He doesn't want to go out of bounds here. And he does fall down inbounds. Rush makes the tackle across the 45 to the 44, so a gain of 3. Seen a couple of those designed at quarterback runs. Clock continuing to move. We're touching up on 3 minutes to go. Second down and 7. Just one timeout left for Prairie LeCompton as Royal Valley's trying to hold on for the win. They lead it 12-8. A win here tonight for Royal Valley would match their win total from a season ago. They were 3-6 last year. And after tonight, they will go back home and play ACCHS next Friday night before going to Nemaha Central. But they got to close it out here. 2.5 minutes to go. Here is Jackson Stevens right up the middle, and he's got another first down carry. He needed 7, and he gets about 8 near the 35. And the clock is stopped at 2:31, and the Cavs only have one timeout left. And waiting for the first down sticks to be set. And again, that run taking Royal Valley just shy of the 35. Officials looking up here at the score, or in the press box here, motioning something, but nonetheless, the clock is back on the move. Well, just one timeout for Perry. It's down to 2:15. Still 10 seconds on the play clock here, but big first down runs. And huge third down conversions on this drive for Royal Valley as they're trying to put this game away, and they go to Bausch. Works it left to the 30 for a gain of 6, maybe 7. Bausch has been key in this second half. The Cavs are going to burn their final timeout with exactly 2 minutes to go. Royal Valley trying to put this one away. They lead it by 4. 2 minutes to go. No timeouts remaining for Perry. We're back in 30 seconds here on KNZA.
At Foster, Ford, and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Now, Royal Valley trying to put this game away. They have converted on multiple big third downs on this drive. Perry LeCompton just burned their final timeout, exactly 2 minutes to go. This Royal Valley drive started at their own 7-yard line. And right now they have second down and 3 at the Perry LeCompton 30-yard line, maybe closer to second and 4. Just right at 2 minutes to go. Here is Jackson Stevens, the ball carrier. He gets 3, so it's going to bring up 3rd and 1. Well, you got to get 2 stops and not allow Royal Valley to get more than a yard here. Because the Cavs have no timeouts. If Perry can't get a stop here, the game's going to be over. and Royal Valley still can take about 25 more seconds off the clock before snapping it here, and it's going to take it to about a minute. Boy, Perry LeCompton, they had their opportunities to get the stop they needed to give themselves one more chance, but three third down conversions, but the biggest on third and 12 from back inside their own 10, a 35-yard pass from Compton to Bausch, and that was the real killer. And Stevens up the middle inside the 25 to the 24, and that is enough for a first down, and that should and will end this game. The final minute's going to run off the clock, and Royal Valley's going to survive here on the road. What a gutsy drive to put this game away. I mentioned it started at their own 7 with 7:06 to go. And I said it before the cause gave it back. How many more times are you going to have a chance to get the ball back? Well, tonight the answer was no more chances. A 7-minute clock-burning drive as Compton takes the knee, and that will be the final snap of the game. As the final 15 seconds are running off the clock, and that will do it. An impressive game-sealing drive for Royal Valley, and they come on the road and defeat Perry LeCompton. The final score is 12-8. Our post-game show is next, brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Post-game show is next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show.
At Bergston Insurance in Holton, we've recently helped multiple families save hundreds of dollars on their insurance premiums. With summer activities coming up, how would these savings benefit you and your family? Don't let insurance stress your finances. Let's make shopping it easy for you. Call Bergston Insurance in Holton right now at 364-3771. Bergston Insurance. Count on us, a name you can trust.
Hello, this is Ruth Roy, mammogram technologist at Holton Community Hospital. As a breast cancer survivor, I know firsthand the importance of regular screening mammograms. In 2012, my mammogram detected a small area before I could feel a change. It was found early, and now my prognosis has been good. I know early detection saves lives. Please, I urge you to get an annual exam. It may save your life.
This year, we considered hiring an ad agency to help with our marketing.
They pitched impressive visuals and a script that was inspiring.
And exotic animal mascots to help grab your attention.
In the end, we just decided to tell it to you straight. Shelter Insurance has award-winning customer service at affordable rates.
Plus, our local agents are there to help you understand what coverage you need.
Don Fate in Holton, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local shelter insurance agents.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Looking to buy or sell real estate in the Jackson County and surrounding area? Kellerman Real Estate in Holton is your go-to company located on the downtown square. This is Cindy Hauer. We have agents with 100 years of combined experience and are ready to help you. We use technology to help make your transaction convenient. Whether it's residential, commercial, or farm, let us help you with your real estate needs. Kellerman Real Estate. We live, work, and play where you do.
Hi, I'm Ryan Lemkuhl, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless, dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
At Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha, we're not just your average bank, we're your financial partner for life. Farmers, get ready for a bountiful harvest with our exclusive line of credit tailored just for your operation. We have lenders with personal experience in farming and understand your unique needs. You can visit us in our office or we can come to your farm. Come bank with us, your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Royal Valley improves to 3-2 on the season and 3-2 in Big East League play as they hold off Prairie Lee Compton here on the road tonight by a final score of 12-8. This was an 8-6 Prairie Lee Compton lead at the half, and Prairie Lee Compton got the ball to start the third quarter and would ultimately have a punt blocked by Royal Valley after a drop snap by the punter. And then Royal Valley was set up in prime field position at the Perry 36, but they would turn it over on downs. They dropped a snap on fourth and goal at the 5-yard line, but then Prairie Lee Compton would get it back. They'd have to punt it pretty quickly. And then Royal Valley would take the lead ultimately for good. They had another short field, a 34-yard touchdown drive. After the short punt, Jackson Stevens, a 19-yard touchdown run. They originally had the two-point conversion in there to make it 14-8, but a hold penalty was called, so then Royal Valley had to go back and try it from 12 yards out. That second attempt was no good, and the score was 12-8 after that. That was the score going into the fourth quarter. Well, Prairie Lee Compton got the ball right towards the end of the third after that Stevens touchdown, and would have a nice little drive going, but ultimately would have to punt with 7:06 to go in the game. I mentioned on the broadcast at that point, with the way Royal Valley runs the football, how many more opportunities would you get in the game? The Perry defense was going to have to get a stop. And with 7:06 to go, Perry's punt pinned Royal Valley inside the 10-yard line at their own 7. So they had a prime chance to get a stop, ultimately get it back, and give themselves really good field position to go and win the game. But Royal Valley did not let them see the ball again. They melt all 7:06 off the clock. The biggest play, it was a third down play of 3rd and 12 inside the Royal Valley 10, and Griffin Compton found Nolan Bausch out of the backfield for a 35-yard gain, and they would convert multiple third downs after that. Perry started burning their timeouts, and a couple more first downs on the ground with Jackson Stevens and Nolan Bausch, who heated up in that fourth quarter, able to ultimately run it out. So they burned the final 7:06, and that big 35-yard play on 3rd and 12, ultimately the dagger, as Royal Valley holds on again and wins it 12-8, as they are now 3-2 on the year. Perry drops their third in a row. They are now 1-4. And let's go through some of the stats here again. In this game, our stats are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group. We'll start with unofficial stats here, of course, but for Royal Valley, Stevens again quiet in the first half, but he does eclipse the century mark, 18 carries for 104 yards, and that third quarter touchdown, Nolan Bausch, 9 carries, 38 yards, and that one big catch for 35 yards on that final drive. Oliveira, who had a big first half with 10 carries for 60 yards, just finished with 15 carries, 66 yards, and that touchdown in the first quarter. For Perry Lee Compton, their quarterback Garrett Metcalf, 6 of 9 passing, 49 yards, and an interception. He was a leading rusher for Parilee Compton tonight. Had some big carries of 34 yards, 17 yards, and 15 yards. Overall, 7 carries, 81 yards for Garrett Metcalf. For Eli Dean, 10 carries for 46 yards. He also had 2 catches for 16 yards. Gordon had the touchdown run, 7 carries for 22 yards, also had a catch for 15 yards. And Bronson Rush, he was rather quiet, just 5 carries in the game tonight. 7 penalties for 50 yards for Parilee Compton. Royal Valley, 6 penalties in the game for 40 yards. Let's go to now our player of the game. It's going to be brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. We will go ahead and give it to Jackson Stevens here. Again, a monster second half for him. He goes over 100 yards, although he was held under his season average of 146.5 yards, but 18 carries, 104 yards, and that's what would be the game-winning touchdown in the third quarter. Again, a 19-yard touchdown run in that third quarter, which gave Royal Valley at the time the 12-8 lead, and that would hold on the rest of the way. So again, Jackson Stevens, our player of the game. It is brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. So that's going to do it for us here tonight. We're going to get you set for the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. We'll have a recap of this game that'll be played on the show here in just a little while. But another good low-scoring Big East League showdown, and Royal Valley snaps a 2-game skid, and they have won now back-to-back games against Parilee Compton after the Caws had won 5 straight in this series prior to last year. Again, our final score, it is Royal Valley 12, Parilee Compton 8. Up next for both, Royal Valley at home next week. They'll take on ACCHS in a district contest. And for Parilee Compton, they are back at home next week as well, taking on Jefferson West. 12-8, the final score. Royal Valley wins it. Thanks for listening to High School Football here on KNZA.